Geez, had a big year, this fellow. He just keeps turning up with all the big answers. I'm talking about our man, Andrew Swain, and he's on the line. Swainy, good afternoon.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Going good, Swainy. You're noisy in the background. Where'd you go, the kids? What's happening?
Oh, mate, kids today. Yep, got the kids today. We're in the middle of a house move, actually, at the moment.
Yuck.
So that's been fun. You've got to love that. The only thing better than that is a fork in the eye, I reckon. So...
It's a shocker, isn't it? Moving the fridge, moving the lounges.
Are you one of those people who, when you get like your glasses and your cups, you wrap them individually in newspaper, or you just throw them all in with some socks?
Do you know what? I'm a bit of a... I split the duties around this, so I don't do any packing. I just do the moving. So I have to do the stairs with all the furniture and stuff like that. And right now, the knee is the size of a basketball. So I've just got a bit of Voltaren, got the feet up and chatting to you blokes.
Beautiful. Are you a mad hoarder? Have you realised you just got a stack of stuff there that had to miss the cull?
Mate, the only person worse than me at hoarding is that Bondi hoarder. So I'm pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I've had to do a lot of charity runs.
Yeah.
But that's been, it's worthwhile. It's definitely worthwhile. So, yeah, mad hoarder.
You know what I do? Just throw it out in the front lawn and it always goes. Whether it's half a skateboard, whether it's a bookshelf.
Just leave it there.
Leave it there and people take it.
I threw out half a linen cupboard onto the street the other night and it was gone by the morning. So that was a good result.
Yeah. I reckon we should try it.
Yeah.
Just one day when you just got some.
Well, I've got a dishwasher.
Leave it out there.
But it's broken.
Hey, no, they don't know. Someone will get it for scrap metal.
Yeah. Okay. Right. I'll take it on board. Hey, Swainy, it seems now, and this was pretty inevitable, that as soon as the world relaxed or Australia had relaxed the rules around COVID, it was inevitable that people were going to start catching it. People were starting to becoming close contacts, etc. Well, it's affected the Wallabies.
Yeah, it absolutely has. And this is a pretty disappointing turn of events over the weekend. The Wallabies had 11 players plus Dave Rennie and the coaching staff involved in the Barbarians match on the weekend, which was meant to be played up there in Twickenham. And unfortunately, very much last minute, we're talking only hours before kickoff, they had to cancel because 6 players and a few coaching staff returned positive COVID tests. And it's since been found out that at least 3, if not more, were Wallabies players. So, real shame for everyone involved, really. Barbarians is such a great tradition in rugby. And they had to cancel it last minute, which meant that, because it was meant to be a double header with the women's Barbarians team playing as well, it meant that the women's test match became the main event for everyone. So they ended up breaking a world record for a women's rugby test match up there at Twickenham. But it was certainly a disappointing turn of events. We do hope that those Wallabies players who have returned positive tests are okay.
Were they vaccinated? I'd imagine the whole Wallabies would be vaccinated.
Yeah, that's right. Because they've been travelling over the last little bit, they're all fully vaxxed. So, I'm not sure how sick these guys have gotten just yet, but, they were fully vaxxed, all coaches and the players as well. So I think...
It's not the new one, is it? Sorry. It's not the big O. It's not the Omicron.
Well, no one knows. I wouldn't think so. But that is scary, actually. That could really throw a spanner in the works. So I guess we'll see. But yeah, we do hope that those guys can recover nice and quickly.
Well, Swainy, I hadn't known anyone who had COVID, and all of a sudden there was a mini outbreak down our way, and a few mates have gone down, and they've tested positive. So as a result, you're out of play for 2 weeks. And they are all double vaccinated, the ones I know, and they haven't really been. Well, a couple of fellas said, I don't even know I've got it, you know, but they're just bored. You're locked at home for 2 weeks. Yeah. And
well, that's good.
It is good. It is good.
That was the whole idea of everyone getting vaccines.
Yes.
So we don't clog up the ICUs.
But what it does do, though, like with so, and I think this happened in England where so many people are out there, so many people going down as close contacts or having COVID, It's just going to keep happening.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're wiped out of a Christmas holiday or you're wiped out of... Yeah. And that's the sort of roulette we're playing at the moment. But they did that in England and then all of a sudden you land at herd immunity and we play on. But anyway, what else is happening? How do you wrap up the Wallabies in 2021?
Yeah, boys. Oh, look, I think you'd have to say it is a successful year for the Wallabies just because they went on that five-match winning streak. You know, they had a successful winning test series against France earlier as well. You know, it was disappointing spring tour. There's no doubt about that. To go up to the UK and not win out of those three, any of those three test matches was disappointing. But you also think that, you know, if they had their full gamut of personnel, they would have won those three test matches. So, yeah, I think you have to put it down as a success. There's definitely places to improve. That's on and off the field in administration as well. And, yeah, you'd think that 2022, it's going to be a good year for the Wallabies, and that has to be because we're starting to think about 2023 Rugby World Cup now. That's really in the forefront of everyone's mind. You know, next year will be 1 year out before France 2023. So, and that's all Test Match Nations. They're all going to be starting to think about that. So Wallabies need to take it up to another level in 2022.
And then, Swaney, in 2027, Phil Kearns just
pulled
out a rabbit out of his hat and we've got the World Cup. Is that going to be just with us or is New Zealand as
well? Is that confirmed, is it?
Confirmed, 2027.
Oh, awesome. Well, what they have confirmed is that it's preferred candidate status. So they haven't They don't make the final call till May next year. They don't make the final call till May next year. But, however, it's...
Kearns will get the job done.
Well, yeah. I mean, I think Kearns actually, he described it to me. I texted him the other day and said, congrats, mate. And he goes, mate, it's the 70th minute, or the 75th minute, and we're up by 20. We just need to bring it home.
Oh, we're home.
That's pretty much home. So, yeah, I think, this is going to be huge. It's going to be absolutely huge for us.
They're playing the early crow music again, this one. If we're up by 20 and Kearnsy is our skipper and it's 75, we're home.
Yeah, he did say to me, just leave it in the forwards, pick and drive, do not give it to the back.
Don't shift it out.
That's what he said.
Good analogy.
Yeah, do not shift it.
Okay. What about this, Swaney? Because when said Early Crow gets beaten and we do host in 2027, the final of the World Cup, we've got so many great stadiums. I believe it's got to be more than 60,000 people, which a lot of stadiums in Australia are now ticking that box. Where will this World Cup be played, the final, do you think?
Oh, look, incredible decision that they have to make for this one. And look, I mean, Sydney is the spiritual home. That's the home that really you'd think it'd be. So, you know, potentially ANZ Stadium. But, I mean, what about taking a World Cup final to Optus Stadium in Perth? I reckon that'd be amazing. You know, that's already hosted two Bledisloe Cups and it's been chockers for both of them. So, yeah, look, I think that there are options out there. An MCG, 100,000 people at the MCG, that'd break a world record for a World Cup final.
Wow.
So, there's definitely options. I don't know for certain, but I'd say that Sydney's probably the front runner at this stage there.
There you go. Well, Swaney, rest up, mate, and we look forward to chatting again shortly.
Yeah, look forward to chatting to you guys soon. And thanks again for having me this year. It's been awesome.